You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Coastal Psychic Vibe Spiritual School with Kim Dunn.
Kim Dunn.
Search Coastal Psychic Vibe Spiritual School on Facebook.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Coastal Psychic Vibe Spiritual School
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hey everyone, welcome to Coastal Psychic Vibe Spiritual School. Series 2, Episode 4. We're talking about energy, grounding, raising your vibration, and why energy matters more than you think. I'm your host today, Kim Dunn, coming all the way from the beautiful Summerland Point, New South Wales, Australia. And yes, today we are talking about something that many people experience through their spiritual awakening, but don't always quite understand about it, and that is energy. So have you ever walked into a room and instantly felt uncomfortable? Or have you ever been, have you ever met someone and then immediately felt drawn to them? Or perhaps you've spent some time with someone and afterwards you felt completely exhausted. Most of us have experienced this, and whether we realize it or not, we are constantly responding to energy. And today I want to explore what actually energy is and why spiritually sensitive people often feel things so deeply. And why grounding is one of the most important spiritual practices you can develop, and how raising your energy in an authentic and healthy way. So what is energy? When people first hear about the word energy, they often think of something sometimes mysterious, but energy is actually all around us. Energy in our universe is everything in the energy in the universe is made up of energy. And science tells us that everything is made up of is vibrating, these vibrating particles. And spiritually, we often talk about energy in terms of how something feels. Because our thoughts carry energy, our emotions carry energy, our words, our actions, and every environment we enter has an energetic atmosphere. Think about the difference between walking into a peaceful beachside cafe compared to walking into a room where two people might have just had an argument. That is definitely something that we can feel without anyone saying a word. You can actually feel the difference. And as we awaken spiritually, our awareness of energy often becomes stronger. We begin noticing things we may never have paid attention to before. We become more aware of environments, the people, emotions, energetic shifts. And this is why sensitive people feel everything. And another known word for this in the spiritual world is being an empath. One of the most common things I hear from clients today is, why do I feel things so deeply? And many people going through an awakening discover that they are naturally sensitive. They notice subtle changes. They pick up on emotions. They sense tension. They feel something that just doesn't feel right. And some people even absorb these emotions without even realizing. While this sensitivity can be a gift, it can also become exhausting when we don't know how to manage it. I remember parts of my own journey feeling completely overwhelmed. I felt like I would leave certain situations and just feel completely drained, or I would feel emotions that I couldn't explain. I thought that something was wrong with me, but what I eventually realized is there was nothing wrong with me. I just simply needed to learn how to stay connected to myself while remaining aware of the energy around me. And that's where grounding became life-changing. See, grounding is one of the most important tools that I teach, because spirituality isn't about escaping life, it's about being present within it. And grounding helps us remain connected to our body, our breath, and the present moment. It helps us feel safe, it helps us feel stable, it helps us feel supported. Without grounding, spiritual awakening can feel chaotic. But when you're grounded, everything can feel more manageable. You'll still feel things. You'll still notice the energy, but you're no longer being swept away by every emotional wave that passes through. Grounding gives your nervous system somewhere to land. With my personal experience for grounding for many years, I focused on healing, I read books, attended workshops, explored spirituality, I worked on myself continuously. But one of the biggest shifts in my life happened when I started consistently grounding my energy. The more grounded I became, the calmer I felt, the safer I felt, and the clearer my intuition became, and the less reactive I became. Grounding didn't remove my sensitivity, it helped me manage it. Raising your vibration doesn't mean pretending to be happy all the time. It doesn't mean ignoring your grief, anger, sadness, or fear. It definitely doesn't mean bypassing your healing. True vibration comes from authenticity. It comes from self-awareness, healing, compassion, gratitude, honesty, presence, and alignment. You don't raise your vibration by pretending. Raise your vibration by becoming more connected to who you truly are. Many things can affect your energy. Stress, sleep, constant worry, unresolved emotions, negative self-talk, sick environments and relationships, overcommitting ourselves, ignoring your own needs. You see, the goal isn't perfection. The goal is awareness. Because once we become aware of, we can make different choices. Here's some of the ways that you can raise your own vibration. You can spend time in nature, practice gratitude, protect your energy. You can do this by using crystals. You can move your body, create more joy, do things that you love, dance, sing, spend time on your favorite hobby. And sometimes the most spiritual thing you can do is laugh. You see, the more grounded you become, the less overwhelmed you feel. The less overwhelmed you feel, the clearer your intuition becomes. The clearer your intuition becomes, the more confidently that you can use that intuition. And, you know, with that clear intuition, you can become, gives you that confidence to walk your own path. And this is why this work is included in the early weeks of my 12-week Awaken and Anchor program. And for more information for the program, you can go to my website, www.coastalpsychicvibes.com, or you can go to my Facebook page, Coastal Psychic Vibes Spiritual School. Okay, I think that's enough of hearing from me today. Let's see if we've got any callers ready to go. Got Suzanne. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, good, Suzanne. Are you after just a general read tonight?
Yeah, general reading sounds good.
Excellent. And so Pensacola, Florida, beautiful. You've had a good day today?
Oh, kind of rough, but it was okay.
No, another day to get through it.
Yep.
So I'm just shuffling the cards and see what pops out for you.
Okay.
And if there's something that you would like to see if you can get some more clarity on, please speak up and ask.
I've been waiting for a claim to pay out to me. It's been promised for several years and then 6 months and 3 months and it's another month. I'd love to know if it's coming
so
into my hands.
Okay. Well, my first card that popped out was the Three of Fire. Abundance from past choices. Be patient. The next card that's popped out is Unfounded Fear. Expecting the worst, allowing worry to grow out of proportion, sleepless nights. So I can see why that's all happening for you with this on your mind. But I feel like you're definitely going to get a resolution now. It feels like they're really dragging it out for you, aren't they?
They really are.
Okay, we've just had the balance card. Okay, saying successful compromise. I feel like they're going to give you an offer and then you're going to say no, and then they're going to come back with another offer, and that's when you'll agree. Has the figure been agreed on yet?
I've already accepted the offer.
You have?
I accepted in last September. In September, yes.
Did you have to compromise? Did you have to go back and forth for that to get to the amount that you wanted?
No.
No, they offered you an amount.
It was standard. It was a certain amount. If I didn't accept it, that was the end of it.
Okay. So the only other word, again, which popped out on the other card is patience. So it definitely is coming. And the next card that popped out is the release card. Endings that lead to new beginnings. Okay. And you also feel like you're going through a spiritual transformation yourself?
Can I go to the psychic fairs and things like that? And I have a lot of crystals. I keep them all around me.
Perfect. Yeah, because the message was spiritual transformation. So I feel like you've been on a journey for maybe even a couple of years now. Is that right?
That's correct.
Awesome. Do you also attend a women's group?
I do not.
Okay. I feel like that's something that could help you with your spirituality, is just being more connected to other people who are very spiritual minded, if that makes sense.
It does.
Are you meditating?
I used to. I cannot have calm my brain down enough to meditate like I used to. I try to start slow. I try to start in the shower, and I cannot. My mind, thoughts go through my mind, and I can't do it any longer.
Yeah, I hear you. It's not an easy one. What I found, and if this is might help you too, I would put my headphones in and I would Google 10-minute guided meditation, and I'd put my headphones on, and then someone would guide you through the breathing. They'd give you that time, and then they'll sort of guide you back out of it. And just starting off really small, like 10 minutes, I feel like that solitude and that time can just give you some clarity around some things as well, if that makes sense.
Okay, I'll give it a try.
My next card out is the Three of Air. That same great sadness that we'll heal with time, is that a partner, a husband that's passed?
I've been away from my husband a long, many, many years, 10 years.
Okay. But he's not passed over, is he?
No.
No. Okay. But I feel like there's still a bit of that sadness there from him.
I have no feelings for him at all. I have an old friend that I have feelings for that I wish would come back. Maybe it's him, I don't know.
Yeah. It's also saying personal growth that comes from challenges, healing misunderstanding.
Okay.
Let's see what else through for you. Okay, the need to bring balance and fun into your life. Juggling multiple priorities. Okay. The wise counselor has also popped out for you. And the wise counselor is saying, as I was just mentioning before, unity with a spiritually minded community. Okay. So try and get involved with like a women's group or just a spiritually minded community. I feel like you're going to get a lot out of that. It's also saying ask the divine for help. Trust the answers will come. And that's in that meditation time, that solitude that you have, is talking to your spirit team, ask the divine. Our spirit teams can't help us in our everyday life until we actually ask them and invite them in to help. So, is it your mum's mum that you're close to?
I'm not. My mother's mother's passed.
Yeah, I feel like she's the one that's around you quite a bit. So I feel like she wants you to talk to her too. So don't be afraid to have a chat with her and ask her for some help in the ways that you need help.
I'll do that. And I'll get the
meditation.
Now, my
last card for you today has popped out, and it's the Ten of Earth. The Ten of Earth is saying financial security for yourself and your family. Okay? That money is definitely coming through for you. I've just got a pendulum here. I'm just going to see if I can get a little bit closer of an answer for you about your money. Okay, I've got before August or by August, this money's coming through for you.
Okay, that sounds good.
So the last card, I wasn't expecting this last card that's popped out, but it's saying magic is alive in your life. You need to be a success will manifest. You believe it, you can do it. And for me, that's just saying, you know, we are the creators of our reality. And it's your mindset. If you keep your mindset nice and strong and focus on the things that you want to bring into your life and the experiences that you want, and even this person, you know, that you might like to rekindle, you know, we've got a beautiful couple of astrological events happening over the next few days. We've got that full moon coming in over the weekend, Sunday, Monday. And, invite him in, because at the moment they're looking about, you know, people from the past coming back. So open yourself up to it and put it back to the universe.
Well, I will do it. I will attempt. I'll attempt to do it. I'll clear my mind. I think, appreciate your time tonight. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Have a lovely night. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye. You too. Bye-bye.
We got Luna on the line.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, Luna, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Love your name.
Thank you.
Luna, were you just after a general reading tonight, or is there any specific questions that you need to be answered, or?
Well, just general is fine. Like, what do you pick up in career and job-wise?
Have you got a man in your life at the moment?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. Do you feel that you're quite psychic?
Mm-hmm.
Because the One of Waters popped out. Awakening of psychic abilities or spiritual insights.
Okay.
So if you're not going through a spiritual awakening at the moment, don't be surprised if that's something that's coming through. The awakening of psychic abilities, have you had any inklings that you know, that's something that you could be happening for you?
Inkling to pets, you said?
No. For yourself, having any psychic abilities.
Oh, no, I don't have psychic abilities. I'm just, like going along, like, saying yes to you, like, trying to hear you out. I don't have psychic abilities. I'm not a reader at all.
Okay. Well, I feel like you are quite psychic anyway. We've all got the ability. It's just whether we focus on it and bring that out. But I feel like you're going through some sort of awakening as well. There's definitely a spiritual happenings around you.
Okay, everything good with my partner? You see everything good?
Yeah, it's just saying a romantic relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys think about buying a new home or moving?
No, we actually, like, he has his own home and you know, like, I rent. We live about close to an hour and a half away from each other, but we haven't discussed that. I mean, sometimes he says that he wants to, you know, sell and move in with me again. I don't know.
I feel that could be happening. Not until, like, later in the year. But, yeah, just be open to that. I feel like that's something, yeah. Okay, with your work, the page of Earth has popped out. An excellent opportunity presents itself. Happy news about your career. A new area of study.
Okay.
The wheel has popped out. A fresh start. A very positive change in your life.
Good.
Okay, we've also got news worth celebrating. Let me just see if I can hone in on that. Won't be a moment.
Sure.
Okay, is anyone getting married around you?
Not that I know of.
Okay, well, don't be surprised if someone pops up and says it, yeah. Okay, are you someone that procrastinates a bit?
I do, yes. That's for a fact. You're correct on that.
Yeah, they're saying that you will break free of that.
Oh, good. But do you see the time frame that I'm going to be working in my career field?
Yeah, sure. Let's have a look for you.
Thank you.
But there's definitely something good coming through for career. Let's see if we can get a... Okay, the Ten of Fires is saying the need for balance in your life. You're working a lot of hours in your current job?
No, I'm actually working, less than part-time now. So, like, but okay. It's not in my career field yet.
Yep. Okay, I'm just going to use my pendulum to see about your career. Any other career opportunity? Okay, I'm getting September, end of August, early September for the career opportunity. So probably about a good 6 weeks away still.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
We're about 6 weeks. I'm getting around the end of August, early September for that career opportunity.
Oh, okay. So like the start of my career. Okay.
Yep. There's a beautiful opportunity coming through for you. Oh, what did it say? An excellent opportunity presents itself. Happy news about your career. But there could be you might need to learn something as well. They're saying it could be a bit of study, whether it's a new computer program I don't feel like it's a huge study, but I feel like you will have to learn something new within that position.
Okay, but it's not going to be like a major issue at all.
Oh, no. No, this is going to be presented to you.
Yeah, it's almost like the job that I have now. The job that I have now, like, it's just like they cut down the hours. It's less than part time, and I'm actually looking for another job in the meantime, temporarily until I get into the career field. You know, so you know
this is. Going to be more career, more hours, more money. Because the Queen of Fires popped out for you. The Queen of Fires saying that you're brilliant, you're talented, you're independent. There's nothing that you can't do. You need to be believing yourself. And never underestimate your ability to make your dreams come true. You know, this is about the law of attraction and manifesting, and you know, you are the creator of your reality. So what you're focusing on, what you're thinking about, is what you're bringing into your life. So make sure that that mindset is nice and positive, and focusing on the things that you want to bring into your life.
Yeah, no, I just want to be happy, like start working in my career field, make more money, and you know, be more stable.
A little bit longer to wait. Yep.
Just about September. But moving, But do you see me moving from the place that I'm living at, or someone else? My partner's going to be moving in with me.
Let me just ask. Wait me a moment.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm getting he will move in. He will make the move to you.
Oh, okay. So like before the end of the year?
Yeah, I'm feeling that you're going to get settled in this career and you're not going to be able to move. So he's going to be the one that's going to move to you.
Okay, so I guess he'll probably be selling his home. I mean, he's thought about it, but I wasn't sure if he was really ready this year.
Yeah, for you on the first card that popped out. Yep, a new home, and I feel like it's one that you'll both share.
Okay, so the current one that I'm living at, we're going to share.
Not sure about that. Just a moment. No, there's a new home altogether. You're staying in your city, if that makes sense.
Okay.
So you'll move out of your place, he's going to move out of his place, and you'll find a neutral place together.
Oh, okay. That sounds good.
Yeah. I've had an awakening card pop out. Yeah.
Awakening.
So I've got two. Yeah, awakening card. It's saying an awakening where you see things in a whole new light. And I feel like you're going through a bit of a spiritual awakening, and you're just going to start to see things that there's more to life than what we can actually see, that the spiritual world is alive and well. And I feel like you'll get quite interested in the spiritual world and just delve in a little bit. So don't be afraid if that happens.
Oh, no, I won't.
And you know what? The last card that's popped out for you is the Four of Fire. So much to celebrate. Send gratitude to the divine, and there's peace and contentment in your personal life as well. So this is all coming through for you. We are in the year one, the year of the horse, new beginnings, fresh starts. And, you know, the first half of this year was about the momentum going. And now once we get over this new full moon coming up in the next couple of days, the strawberry full moon, that's when things are going to start kickstarting. And, yeah, things are really going to start coming in for you in this last part of the year. The career, the move, the house, the man, lots of beautiful things happening for you.
Oh, now I get it, what you're talking about, like something like a computer certification I have to do for work. Yeah, but there's like a certification I have to do like sometime in August. But kind of nervous about it.
And then after that,
You feel good about that?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, it's like a positive reading for once.
Yeah, thank you so much for calling in tonight.
Thank you. Nice to meet you. Take care.
All the
best. Have a great night.
Thank you. Have a good night. Okay, I think we are done. Everyone, have a great week. Don't forget we've got the strawberry full moon happening this weekend. Make sure you set some intentions. Make sure you're releasing what you no longer want to take forward for the last 6 months of 2026. Lots of things happening in the last 6 months. Lots of momentum that was built in this first 6 months is now going to start coming out in your everyday lives.